We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
You're going to have a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate, and all these people who've been so tough and so mean and so nasty are going to be delivered subpoenas for every document, every conversation, every tweet, every email, because I think it's clear that these are people who are literally just running over the law, pursuing innocent people, causing them to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees for no justification. And it's basically a lynch mob. And unfortunately, the Attorney General of the United States has joined that lynch mob and is totally misusing the FBI. And I think when you have a Republican Congress, this is all going to come crashing down, and the wolves are going to find out that they're now sheep, and they're the ones who are, in fact, going to, I think, face a real risk of jail for the kind of laws they're breaking.
Okay, everybody, this is what it sounds like when the rule of law unravels. Brett, I'm way too loud. I'm way too loud. So, my God, you know, we have an entire generation in the United States of America that probably doesn't know who Newt Gingrich is. Good for you. Good for you. I still have battle scars from his stint as Speaker of the House and his contract on America. Does everybody remember when he put a contract on our heads? Yes, it's a blast from the past hearing Newt Gingrich, be the loser that he is and lie the way that he always did to me. It's, you know what it's like? It's like having bubonic plague pop up in the middle of the COVID is what it is. It's insult to injury. You ever understand that? Now you do, right? There are a whole generation of progressives out there who still are too young to have experienced Newt when Newt was still in his prime. And now he's back to threaten people who are trying to get to the bottom of seditious conspiracy against the United States of America. People who are trying to find out whether or not the president of the United States, former, actually was going to use the United States military to seize voting machines. And for some strange reason, Newt is against figuring out whether or not his past president was going to seize voting machines by using the United States military. So just so you remember, Newt Gingrich is a lizard. He is a lizard man with a ridiculously inflated opinion of himself. But hey, as the world goes back crap, for some reason, football is amazing. Just the world, our country keeps getting worse and worse, and football keeps getting better and better. You know, it does make you think that the Super Bowl is going to suck just, you know, to even it out. Because those last games, this Sunday, whoa, that was like, they were absolute blockbusters. I never saw anything like that. Every single game came down to the last play. Every single one came down to the last freaking play. The overtime, the everything. It was just like, I thought we were living in an Oculus. I thought, oh, this has to be a computer simulation. This can't be like my NFL. This can't be my football. It was amazing. So society is crumbling, right? It's like the Roman Empire, you know, bread and circuses. right? Isn't it? So I hope you have good bread because the circuses are amazing. I mean, it's just like really, really, really stinking good. Sorry, Buffalo. Sorry. You know, and Brett and I were of the same mind. We were both ready to, you know, text our Buffalo friends, our Buffalo fan friends and say, hey, nice going. Good for you. And then, nope. No. But, you know, I have to tell you, I am sorry. I understand it was a special teams thing. I'm not stupid. I'm also, you know, not, Joe Rogan. Who was at an anti-vax rally? This is what I'm talking about. This was crazy. But, okay, watching Mr. Anti-Vax himself, literally Mr. Anti-Vax, Ayn Rand fan Aaron Rodgers, take it in the teeth, and that look on his face that everybody used as a meme and tweeted all over the freaking globe yesterday. Oh, I was like, you know, and I like Green Bay. I like Green Bay a lot. My dad, I think I've said this before, he was a Green Bay fan because Green Bay was a class act franchise. It always was. And then they ended up being quarterbacked by a complete and utter jerk. sort of like when Trump was president of the United States of America. Some really class acts taken over by lunatic fringy people is what, you know, we're watching there. Of course, I have to tell you, this anti-vax crowd, did you see this? I mean, it was just, woo, this was, it was off the wall. It was crazy. It was mass madness. It was like anti-vax lunacy all over Washington, D.C., a town that requires vaccine mandates. And you know, if it started out against mandates only, you kind of could see what people were trying to accomplish. Do you know what I mean? You could sort of like go along with it up to, but it became, you know, just the Green Bay Packers special teams unit is what it became. It became the biggest F up in the history of F ups. I mean, you know, everybody has a right to be an idiot, but it wasn't about mandates at all. It was, it became about vaccines are killing people. And it became about anti-Semitism. And it became about the Rothschilds. And it became about George Soros. And it just, you know, it was like, I can't believe they couldn't leave it alone and just do, we're anti-mandate. Because then, you know, nobody would have been able to call them anything except anti-mandate. You know what I mean? They would have just said that they were small government creatures. But oh no, the anti-vax lunacy turned into the MAGA crowd, you know, lunacy. It was like, I mean, I'll let you listen to it. I mashed up a couple of the speakers. I used to work with this guy. I literally used to work with him. This is RFK Jr. leading it off here.
Even in Hitler, Germany,
you could
cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did.
Oh, my God.
I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died doing it, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us can hide.
Oh, my God.
Within 5 years, we're going to see 415,000 low-orbit satellites. Bill Gates says his 65,000 satellites alone will be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. They're putting in 5G to harvest our data and control our behavior.
What happened to
digital currency that will allow them to punish us from a distance and cut off our food supply?
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan warned the Pope. He warned the president at the time. He warned every member in Africa as it pertains to the leadership, and he warned all members of the human family, and he told them, we do not want your vaccine. Did he say it? Did he say it?
Oh, my God.
Did he say it?
Oh, my God. They're cheering Farrakhan.
So he is not one, as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught him. He said, don't speak for one. Speak for the whole.
Dudes, do you realize that you went so far to the right that you're coming around the bend? Do you understand what you've just done there? So you have anti-Semitism. You have Hitler being invoked. You have Anne Frank being able to run and hide, really, backed up by anti-Semitism the Farrakhan way, and you have the MAGA crowd cheering Louis Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Holy crap, you've gone woo all the way around, all the way around. I mean, it's just so unbelievable. All that's left is for them to become fans of the Green Bay Packers special teams unit. That's what I'm telling you. It's like everybody has a right to be an idiot, okay? You can't really make laws against being stupid. You can't make laws against being ignorant. You can't make laws, against being an absolute fringy person. But we do have to draw the line when being an idiot infects and kills, oh, I'd say 850,000 people. I would say that there's a line there. But I just can't believe, like, the basic human decency that gets chucked out the window, and that the same people that hated Louis Farrakhan are now rooting and cheering for Louis Farrakhan. Wow. Wow.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhodes Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhodes.com.
I know you love my clothes. I hear from you all the time. So I'm going to share something that you don't know. I am wearing the most comfortable dress pant, yoga pants that you have ever, ever, ever seen in your life. These are the pants you need. They don't sacrifice style, polish, or your personality, but they are, they come in denim. They are heavenly. They are comfortable. They are flexible, but they look like polished dress pants. So, and they have pockets, they're boot cut, joggers, crop, skinny, and a whole lot more. And if you don't love them, there's a 110% money back guarantee, so that when you return them, you get 10% more than you spent, so you can continue to shop to find the perfect ones for you. It's called Beta Brand, B-E-T-A Brand, right? It's unbelievably great stuff. BETABrand.com/Randy is the URL you're going to use, because you can get 30% off right now, and that supports our show. So find out why we buy five different pairs of these pants. Just visit BETABrand.com/Randy for 30% off. Enjoy.